Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano program. Welcome in, everyone. Over the years, one of the all-time great guests, particularly when he told me that alcohol was just poison, shouldn't be allowed, I believe, has been Pat Gillespie. We have sparred on the issue of Philadelphia as the last big union town. He's the former head of the building trades, the big job in town. And with all that's going on today, even though he's retired and not in there, get his perspective of what this is like. The electrical workers, it's true, have been under investigation, it seems like, forever. And there never, up until now, potentially, have been charges on John Dougherty or mainly people associated with it. Why is that? You know, why so much of that going on? Let's see what Pat thinks here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pat, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Very, very well. So I know you're not involved with any of what may be going on. Thank God for you. That's good. But what's your overall take on all these investigations and what we're hearing apparently coming down any moment?
Well, it's it's kind of interesting. The you always want to speak to the motives of things. Like, people say, well, it's a two-year investigation. It's not. They've been investigating John since 2003. They did the same kind of antics back then, where they pulled up, took all the records, and gave him a total examination. So it goes back that far. Now let me stay put right on the record. I think he's one of the best and most efficient and effective labor leaders and community leaders that we've ever seen. He's an amazing human being, and I think the world of him. So I'm saddened for these troubles that confront him, but nothing comes for free, and his effectiveness stimulates other things that people want to look at, and I'm sure that John will fight his way out of this. He's a very good fighter, and he has some personal things that he's dealing with too. And I'm just amazed that he has this kind of strength to do this.
Well, so, I would counter with and yes, I know of the personal things you're talking about, and he is exemplary in his family and his treatment, his wife particularly, over a long period of time. That's all top notch.
But Pat, and daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. But Pat, you are not ever charged with things like this. So,
I was examined, Doc.
Yeah. But I mean, it wasn't the same thing.
I complained at the time when I was just this neophyte leader. They came around. I started complaining to attorneys that I had to engage because of it, that I had to spend money on to hire. These are special kinds of attorneys for
right.
in this situation. And I complained, what about my First Amendment rights? So, and one of the very wise old attorneys said to me, you know, Pat, you have a First Amendment right as long as people don't listen to you. Once they start listening to you, then people start infringing on your rights.
Okay, but let's talk about that in this case, Pat. Johnny Doc is the architect, the kingmaker, to your point, that people like Kenny and everybody else wants his endorsement, wants to deal with him. So who is it
John and the union movement, we've been doing this a long time. I mean, John's very effective at it.
Right.
And he's very good at it. But we've been involved politically for quite a long time. And he brought it. He brought his intellect and his managerial abilities to it, and that's why we're so effective. No one fought more with political leaders like Fumo and at times different congresspeople over issues related to working people.
All right, Pat, here's what I was going to ask, though, Pat.
I was listening beforehand.
Right.
Like the preliminary before I got on here. And you're talking about it's the last great union town. You know, we have health care benefits. We have pensions that you don't have to worry about. Those things don't come for free. You have to demand that you get paid for them. And you look across this country that the erosion of organized labor and the erosion of the middle class correspond with each other.
All right, Pat, here's what we're talking about. Pat Gillespie, former head of the building trades. This is a very progressive city. So then who would be ganging up on a guy who is the kingmaker, arguably, for my money, more powerful than the mayor. He's the most powerful guy in town. And across the state, he's 1, 2, or 3. Who are these elements, then, that want to shut down this magnificent movement, et cetera? They're not Democrats. They're not progressives. Who are you saying is doing this?
Well, it's a systematic thing, all right, and what the motives are behind it, I can look at the results. The results of this kind of thing, of this kind of attack on John and on his leadership style, is going to be that other leaders, it'll have a chilling effect on their performance. It'll just be by nature.
Who wants to do that in your view?
Nobody's going to want to get involved to that degree. They'll let somebody else do it.
Yeah, but Pat, progressives like this, I think Kenny does, et cetera. I mean, who is it that would want to chill, John Dougherty or the unions?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you're asking me who's that guy behind the screen?
This has been since
2003. This is long before any of the local elected or nationally elected people are around. This is 2003.
Okay.
But it's his effectiveness. It's people sit around and say, watch this guy because he's making me pay benefits. He's making me, and I could do it. I can get it done cheaper if I do it somewhere else. Well, getting things done cheaper means that the electrician doesn't have health care benefits, so he becomes then a more of a burden on society than a contributor to society.
All right, I got your point on that front. Anything else that you see with this, though? I mean, how about it seems to be substantiated in the news yesterday that the union allowed Dougherty to use $280,000 to pay for his own legal fees, and then that was a bookkeeping error. I mean, that's a headline, Pat. It's hard to believe you have such sloppy bookkeeping going on there.
Well, I don't want to comment on any of those kinds of things, Donald, because none of us know yet just what this is. And in fairness to John, I know that I wanted my legal fees picked up when I had these kinds of things and my accounting fees. You have to hire a whole slew of people. It's hard to imagine, but you really do. You have to be, because people are concerned about, you have to make sure you're protecting yourself. There are a number of people who had, I would assume, had to be hired for this kind of thing. And it's, you know, from my perspective, it should be the obligation of the institution to protect their leaders.
Well, what I'm saying is I agree with you, and it should be reported up front. I don't understand why then it was seen as an error and they just announced it.
But again, Dominic, I don't want to comment.
I'm commenting of why I brought it up. But, well, Pat, thank you. Thanks for giving us some balance on this, and you're always welcome here. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed it over the years.
In closing, it's still poison, and I'm still waiting to give you a golf lesson down in Stone Harbor.
All right. Well, this spring or summer, you got it, Pat.
All right.
All right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.